It's time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger. He's the editor and publisher of The Timberjay, a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Marshall, thanks for being with us.
Well, happy to be here, Heidi.
So we haven't heard much lately about the city of Tower, the Tower City Council, or the Tower, the clerk, but Towergate continues. Is that correct?
Well, there are a whole host of issues related to the city of Tower. And one of them, actually, it's kind of a good news, bad news story. I mean, we've talked in the past about Lampa Manufacturing. They're this company based and founded in Tower many years ago. It's a stove manufacturer. Company. They do sauna stoves as well as wood furnaces. And their wood furnaces, as well as their stoves, but I mean their wood furnaces are actually famous because they're very unique in that they are by far the cleanest burning wood furnaces or wood device of any kind that is that anywhere in the country, even in the world. They were the first manufacturer to receive certification from the EPA that met a standard that doesn't take effect until next year, and their results just blew even this very strict standard that's taking effect next year. They just blew the standard away, and so they have a fantastic product. And as a result of their certification and some of the publicity they received as a result of this, the business is just exploding. In fact, their sales so far this year are up 125% over last year, which means it's more than doubled. And they had expected by now, of course, to be able to provide for all these additional orders because they had expected to be in a new plant. They've operated for years in a very, very tiny, very cramped plant on the edge of town here. And recently, last year, in fact, they'd worked with the Towers Economic Development Authority to construct a new, much larger facility, nice, you know, clean, open facility. And it was supposed to be done by October 1st of last year. And, of course, it's still not done. This is just one of these ongoing issues here. It just seems like things can't proceed as you would expect in Tower right now. There's a lot of issues, as we've talked about, at City Hall, and that's part of the issue here. There's just been not much attention paid to this project, and as a result, it's fallen months behind schedule. Here we are in mid-May, many, many months after this thing was supposed to be done, and it's still not complete, and half the time you go there and there's nobody even working on the project. It's like it's almost abandoned by the contractor. And so, and the city could have been, since the first of the year, charging damages for the late delivery on this project, and they've never bothered to do so. And so, you know, they've left a lot of money sitting on the table that they should have been able to get that would have, you know, maybe helped Lampa Manufacturing a little bit. In the meantime, Lampa Manufacturing is just jammed in their old facility. They have all these additional orders. They've taken on new workers, and according to the plant manager, they don't even have room to walk over there anymore. They had their first on-the-job injury, a fairly serious one, here just recently, which they hadn't had in years. But they said there's almost no way to walk around, and somebody ended up cutting themselves on a piece of metal. And they hate to see that. And so anyway, the plant manager was at the Tower City Council meeting this week to kind of bring the council up to speed on what's going on and try to find out, get some answers as to when this facility is going to be done.
He must have been hot, huh?
Pardon? It was hot.
Yeah,
the plant manager, he kind of let him have it. And he said he was very frustrated with a lack of communication. He said some of the equipment that had been ordered that was supposed to go in, and they had, you know, it was being built for them using IRRRB funds, and some of the equipment that they had wanted was not the right stuff that had been installed, and so they were upset about that, and so there may end up having to be some change orders, which are going to further delay them getting in there. At this point, it's probably going to be potentially months before they get in there, and they are obviously very frustrated with the situation. And they also said they've had a very poor communication with City Hall, and they don't know what to do.
Well, how was the rest of the council meeting? Last we heard, two council members in Tower had stepped down.
That's correct, yep. And no, the mayor had hoped to appoint two new council members at Monday night's meeting, and they were unable to do so because last Friday the city clerk had refused to put the item on the city's agenda. She argued at the time that it couldn't be added to the agenda because the openings had not been advertised. Well, there's no requirement, of course, for them to advertise those openings. But even so, the council had directed her to do so back on April 29th at their previous meeting. They had directed her to advertise in the city's official newspaper and to put it on the city's website, and she didn't do either of those things. And because of that, then she argued that, well, you can't do these appointments. And then she didn't prepare applications that had come in, you know, for the council to review. And the mayor did get it added to the agenda on Monday night, but then because they didn't have any paperwork to look at or any applications to review, the other two council members decided to wait until the next meeting, which now pushes it off until May 28th. So it's hard to say when we're going to have two new members of the council, but I know right now the mayor is extremely frustrated that, you know, he tried to have this thing done and it just keeps getting pushed off, mostly because of the pushback he keeps getting from the city clerk, who doesn't want to follow his lead.
So there's nothing like the mayor or the other council members can actually do to make sure some of these things happen? Because I was, you know, with Lampa Manufacturing, I mean, Tower could really be known for this manufacturer worldwide.
I tell you what, Lampa Manufacturing has the potential to be the next Marvin Windows. It is that big a deal. And I mean, they could be employing hundreds of people eventually. And that's the hope. And the sad thing is, because it's been so long in delivering this project for Lampa, they literally could lose Lampa Manufacturing, because under the lease that the company did sign back last year, Lampa could walk away, because the city under that lease was required to deliver that facility within 90 days of the start date indicated in the lease, which was October 1st. So, you know, they're months over that deadline. So they could walk away. Now, they've indicated they're not planning to do that, but if this continues much longer, they may have to look at that.
All right, then. There'll be more on the story of Towers.
You can rest assured of that.
Yeah, and so would you say the town, the area, is pretty worked up about this?
The city, folks in town are just really wild about what is going on here. The fact that nothing seems to happen, and that the clerk can just flagrantly ignore directives of the council, and there's no accountability at all.
Well, let's talk good news. Let's talk walleyes. The opener was last weekend. How was the, were people on the lakes? What was it like?
There were a lot of folks out. I was actually pleased and surprised. I thought that, you know, the initial forecast for last weekend had looked pretty poor, but it turns out that the weather was actually much better than what had been predicted earlier in the week, and folks got the message, and there were a lot of people out fishing. And from what I saw, people were catching some nice fish, and that's what I was hearing as well from folks. And I was out on Vermilion with a friend of mine who's a guide, and it's always good to go with a guide. You're pretty much guaranteed to catch fish. We did quite well, caught, I think, 10 walleye between three of us in the boat, and then a number of big perch. So we had plenty of fish to take back. The one wrinkle, I would say, in the weekend was what we were hearing from some of the bait shops. However, they're having a hard time getting minnows right now because, you know, it's been a cool spring. Water temperatures haven't warmed up, and so they haven't really come into the shallower areas where a lot of the folks who catch minnows in the spring, where they normally put out their traps, and so they just haven't been having much luck. It was a struggle to find minnows at some places. I know some of the local bait shops, they ran out very early on the weekend and couldn't get any more bait. I know some of them have now gotten some additional bait, but I went over to one of the local bait shops here yesterday, And they had a few minnows swimming around that tank, but not very many. So I don't know how they're going to get through the weekend unless they can get some more. And part of the issue, of course, is, like I said, the cooler water temperatures is what we're hearing. So we also heard that some of the larger commercial bait operators who will sometimes supply stores up in northern Minnesota when the temperatures are cool, some of them have shut down because, you know, there are new rules and regulations that have gone into effect related to invasive species. Those are important, but, you know, they do have some implications for some of these bait operators, apparently, and so some of them have decided to get out of the business. And so that's also affected supply. So we're hoping that as the temperatures warm up that they'll be able to catch enough minnows to keep all the anglers happy, but it remains to be seen at this point.
Wow, minnows could affect how many people are fishing. I didn't really think of it that way.
Oh, minnows are huge.
Gosh, lots of news going on in northeastern Minnesota. That's Marshall Helmberger, the Border News Roundup. You can find more at his website, timberjay.com. Marshall, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Heidi.
Well, Grandpa gave me a fishing pole, but